Like people around the world, Egyptians in Cairo marked the memory of the Palestinian Nakba, or catastrophe. They held a sit-in in front of the lawyer syndicate and chanted anti-Israeli slogans, assuring that the uprooting of Palestinians from their lands in 48 is not to be forgotten. The protesters, who endured the intense heat, assured that they will stick with their Palestinian brothers no matter how long the struggle goes on, and that the right of Palestinian refugees to return to their lands will not be wavered.
This sit-in calls for the support of the resistance. We believe the recent moves for talks must be rejected to keep the memory of our Arab history alive.
Around 800,000 Palestinians were displaced and forced to live in camps in the aftermath of the Israeli war. Today, the descendants of those are still living as refugees. UNRWA defines Palestinian refugees as people who were forcibly exiled from their homes and land between 1946 and 1948. Over 4.7 million Palestinian refugees and their descendants are scattered throughout the Middle East.
We've raised the issue of resistance today as the resistance goes on. Palestinian people are keeping a tight hold on their lands and their right of return.
62 years on, the occupation of Israelis and the killings of the Palestinians still continues.
Israel has refused to allow Palestinian refugees to return to homes they fled in 1948 over fears a massive return would threaten the state of Israel and its 5.7 million Jewish population. Under international law, the world's nations are obligated to stop this, but instead are silent in support of Israel, affording Palestinians no advocate on their behalf.
62 years on, and Palestinians as well as others still remember the day when Palestinians were forced out of their land. And with that memory, the hope and struggle are kept alive. This is Maya Kamel reporting for Press TV, Cairo.